This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Patience is really a cornerstone of Islamic practice. There are many verses in the Quran which kind of relate to this. For example, قوله تعالى, where Allah says, وَلِمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ, that whoever is patient and forgiving, certainly this is the pinnacle of action, the best kind of action, the strongest type of action. And obviously, as you guys know, I'm sure you've heard the verse in Allah Ma'as-sabirin, that Allah is with those who are patient. And Ibn Mas'ud mentions that as-sabr nisful iman, that the sabr or patience, loosely translated, is nisful al-iman, which is basically half of all of faith. And there's a beautiful hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he says, وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرُهُ اللَّهُ, whoever seeks to be patient, Allah makes him more patient. So what is this patience? What is the sabr that we refer to? Sabr is not just patience, because patience is an ambiguous term in reality. In reality, it's a kind of resilience. That's what patience, what is sabr? It's a kind of resilience. And its opposite is al-jaza. Okay, jaza is in the Quran, in the insana khulqa halwa idha massahu sharru jazua, that the human being has been created in a state of anxiety, that when evil touches him, he has jazua, he's in a panic state. So jaza is not just anxiety, as many translate it, but it's a kind of panicked hopelessness. It's more intense than just normal anxiety. It's certainly not the kind of anxiety that people refer to in modern day psychological literature. It's more of a panic, it's a hopeless state, and so on. What patience is, and Ghazali mentions this in his Kitab, really, is fortitude against the impulse of, say, desire. Now, you can have a desire to do things, or you can have a desire to quit things. You can want to quit things in life, and it will be sabr, or patience, resilience, that will stop you from doing that. And there are two kinds of sabr. There's the physical type, and there is the, you can call it, the psychological type. Physical and psychological, the inner type, the mental type. And really, both have, you know, their difficulties, depending on what we're talking about. Ghazali mentions an interesting hierarchy. He says that really patience is a prerequisite. It's not, if there was a hierarchy of different things, patience wouldn't be at the top of it. In fact, he says love is at the top of it. Patience would be at the bottom of it. And then after that, you have contentment, actually, which is the rida. And then above that would be love, because action done because of love is the epitome of human expression. In terms of an emotional standpoint. Of course, for us as Muslims, the Sharia must be the judge of what is correct patience and what isn't correct patience. And if you think of or conceptualize everything in life, Ghazali mentions an interesting point. He says that, look, it's going to either be in line with your desires or it's not going to be in line with your desires. And in the case of the latter, if it's not in line with your desires, that's when patience is required. That's where you'll find, quite frankly, any successful person in the history of the world, as we know it, the history of civilization, has never been able to achieve what he or she has ever achieved without having patience as a prerequisite, without having resilience as a prerequisite, without having to do things they don't want to do, whether it's because they're bored, whether it's because they're going through pain, whether it is because they are angry or they are sick, or whether it's because whatever it is, fill in the blanks. There's never been a successful human being in history except that they have felt the discomfort and accepted that pain and went forward with it. And that is the essence of a sabr or resilience and patience. We have all kinds of, you know, patience. We have all kinds of things. And Al-Ghazali mentioned, for example, a sabr against the ma'asi or the haram things. And if you really think about what haram things we're interested in, it's usually things that are in line with our desires. And he brings forth a lot of these parables, very interesting parables, which are good. And he's got a whole book, actually, in Ihya Ulumuddin, talking about the two desires, sexual desires and the stomach. Because someone, he believes, that has a very, like, insatiable appetite for food, that individual is likely to put themselves in danger. They're likely not to get what they want from life. So he makes you imagine food as some kind of a dog. You must starve, or at least discipline into not eating too much. Otherwise, that dog will become vicious. And he says that You've got to control your hunger and you've got to control your sexual appetite through fasting and other means. There has to be a checking mechanism where you're restricting yourself. So that relates to desires. But there's also a sabr as it relates to, for example, doing good deeds, being continuous, being persistent in doing the prayers, for example, doing the five pillars of Islam, for example, all of these things. And there's also, and this is a very high level of sabr as well, a sabr ala, and then you say masaib, for example, the things that happen and the afflictions. The sabr, if afflictions happen to you in your life, that you are able to go through it and you're not hopeless and you're not blaming God. And he says that sabr is, he compares it to kind of like training, physical training. For example, he mentions freestyle wrestling. Someone who's training for freestyle wrestling or for any kind of exercise. He says you need to train sabr like a muscle.
Subhanallah.
If you're able to train sabr like a muscle, life becomes easier because life can become easier in two ways if you think about it. Life can either become easier if there are no tribulations, or life can become easier if you are able to deal with the harder tribulation in a better way. Which reminds me of a quotation that Bruce Lee said, which is that I don't pray to God for an easy life. I pray to God for the ability to deal with a difficult one.
If you enjoyed that and you want to watch the next episode, click here.